Hello, GWA. First of all, I don't think I'm gonna edit this because Audacity doesn't like me. And so if I get mixed up with some words or pronounce something wrong, I apologize beforehand. I was reading, it's around 1 p.m. now, and I was reading my old blog, and I found this entry that I wrote in November 2011, so around 2 years ago. And this is something that actually happened to me. So this time, around this time, I was living in southern Italy. And it was a Monday morning, and I had to go to the university. So I took a bus, and it was a really small bus. Like, I think it had 15 seats, and it could fit like 30 or 35 people. And when I entered the bus, it was already really full, so I decided to stand in the end of the bus, like on the stairs, on the stairs next to the door. And there were still some people who entered the bus after me, and so it was so full that I couldn't like move at all. And I was holding onto this post, and there was someone right behind me who was holding onto the same post, and I noticed that it was a man, and he was like standing right against me. And first I thought that there was someone like pushing against him, so he had to like stand against me. But then, as the bus started to move, he shifted a bit. So I felt his excitement right next to my, like right against my butt. And as I've told this to some people, they have asked why I didn't do anything. Like, why didn't I say anything or like push him away? But to be honest, I was really naive. Well, I am a really naive person, and I was in disbelief. I didn't know that really happens in real life. And I certainly didn't think that it would happen to me. Well, I should have known that I was in Italy, and as I'm a natural blonde, that something like that could happen. Because for them, I look really exotic, but I didn't think that this could happen to me, so I was just standing there in disbelief, and I really didn't know what to do. So there I was standing, feeling a huge shaft against my butt. And then he moved his hand to my waist, and like he was breathing quite heavily. And I just don't remember what I thought. And then there was some person who had to exit the bus, so I had to like step outside and let the person go and then get back in. But then when, like, as I was standing outside, I managed to take a quick look, and I saw that this person behind me, he was wearing a suit, and really nice leather shoes, and he was holding an umbrella. But I was too afraid to look at his face, so I got back to the bus, and he pressed again against me, and to like put his hand on my waist. It was interesting, but I wasn't scared or like I didn't feel violated, which is really strange, I think. I think I was just like so much in disbelief that I was just paralyzed. And then he was caressing my waist and like pushing himself against my butt. And then we got to the campus, and he had to get off the bus. So when he, as he stepped outside, he ran his hand like along my back as a some sort of goodbye. And when the doors closed and the bus started to move again, I turned around to take a look through the rear window, and I saw him walking away. And then he turned to look at me, or the bus, and I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I couldn't see that well, but he was really well dressed, and he wasn't that old, because he didn't have these bald spots or anything, but his hair was gray. And yeah, it was a really interesting moment, and it made me a bit excited, but also just, it made me think a lot. And then it was the next day when I had to go to the university again. That morning it wasn't that packed, so there were two seats available, and I thought about taking the first one, but then I decided to sit on the back again. And then I was looking around and listening to music and whatnot, and then I noticed that the person who was sitting next to the empty seat that I was thinking about taking, that was the person from the day before. Because I recognized his shoes and suit and the umbrella and the hair. And I had to get off the bus before him, so I don't think he saw me or recognized me. But I think he's a professor in the university. And so we saw each other sometimes on the bus, but he never came to stand next to me again. Like, he was always on the other side of the bus, sometimes looking at me, but I, like, without a facial expression, just like poker face. And yeah, it was an interesting moment, and I wrote on my blog that if it happens again someday, that he comes to stand against me, really excited, that I'm gonna turn around and say, "Mi scusi signore, I'm not looking for a sugar daddy." But it never happened again. And I actually might move back to that city I lived in next year, so maybe, I hope not, but maybe there will be some other similar experiences. We'll see how that goes. Okay. Yay for blog entries. I'm glad I documented that. It was special.